It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a guest tells us that some popular evolutionary arguments about what men want from women and vice versa are probably wrong. First, during yesterday's annual State of the State address, Governor Walker unveiled his new child tax credit plan. The $122 million plan would give Wisconsin parents a $100 credit per child. And Governor Walker said that it could have a big impact on families around the state.
It could be a new pair of shoes, a winter coat, activity fees at school, or maybe a copay at the doctor or the dentist office. We know sometimes Wisconsin families face challenges when making ends meet. And this new child tax credit, well, we think it can help. Today, I'm joined by families from all over Wisconsin who will benefit from our child tax credit.
Laurel White is with us now for more. She's the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
We'll talk about the details of what we know, at least about how this credit would work.
So we just got news about this credit shortly before the speech yesterday. So we don't have a ton of details yet, but we do know that it's $100 per child annually for parents, and that the $122 million a year cost would be covered in the first year by a budget surplus that was recently announced for the state.
And what would the rollout time be for this? This would be 2018?
That's right. So the governor said he was hoping that individuals would have the money in their pockets for the next school year, before the next school year, so they would be able to do things like buy those winter coats and those shoes that he mentioned. And as he's been traveling the state today talking about this new tax credit, he's been talking about parents buying backpacks as well for school.
And this is something that the state legislature would have to turn around fairly quickly, right?
That's right. And I was able to ask GOP leadership yesterday, right after the State of the State, what they thought about this proposal. That's kind of one of the perks that reporters have after the State of the State. We get to go right out onto the floor and get immediate reaction. And Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said that he personally thought it was a good idea and that it had been warmly received by Republican senators that morning when they first heard about it in caucus. And Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said he agreed with it. I believe his words were generally. And so he was looking forward to getting some more details. But it sounds like the leadership is pretty much on board with this moving forward at this point.
And what did we hear from Democrats about this?
Well, Democrats were a little bit more of a mixed bag. Of course, as you know, there were three different Democratic gubernatorial candidates in the office, in the audience, rather, for the State of the State yesterday. So I was anxious to go up and talk with them and see what they thought about this child tax credit. Representative Dana Walks, who is a Democratic assemblyman from Eau Claire, he said that this was a step in the right direction, but not quite enough. I think his exact words were that the governor is kind of nibbling around important issues. So I think he would say that there's more that can be done here. I also talked with State School Superintendent Tony Evers, who's also running as a Democrat for governor. And he said that this was just too little too late for the people of Wisconsin, that he could think of better ways to help parents in Wisconsin than a $100 check. He didn't get specific about what those things were when I was talking to him yesterday, but it sounds like he's not incredibly enthusiastic about the plan.
And this is an election year, of course, and anything, I guess, in a State of the State address is going to be viewed through the lens of a governor looking for re-election and then his opponents in the other party looking to win their primary and then run against him.
That's right. I mean, this was a really unique State of the State in that it is an election year. The governor has formally announced that he's running for a third term as governor, and things are really ramping up. I mean, I know I've spoken with you about the 10th Senate district in Wisconsin that flipped from a Republican to a Democrat recently. That was a district that a lot of people, if you'd spoken to them a year ago or a couple years ago, would be incredibly shocked to hear that a Democrat was elected. That was considered a pretty safe Republican district. It's one that the president won by, I think, 17 points in 2016. So, you know, there's a lot of political talk in the Capitol right now, a lot of political vibes floating around. So, of course, the State of the State was put through a pretty political lens yesterday.
Laurel White is with us, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, looking at the state of the state address yesterday, starting with the child tax credit that the governor unveiled there and some of the other items on the list. Anything else that was a day of surprise that struck you, Laurel, in that address?
You know, Rob, that was really the only big surprise on the day of. The rest of the speech were things that the governor has been talking about for a while. I'm not sure if this is typical for a state of the state, but this year, I know for sure we were kind of getting a drip, drip, drip of news in the days leading up to the state of the state. So, for example, we heard in the week prior that the governor was calling a special session on welfare bills. So he had proposed, the sponsors are technically Representative Robin Voss in the Assembly and Senator Chris Kapinga in the Senate, but the governor is backing about 10 bills that look at welfare in the state and making some changes to things like drug testing and ID requirements. So we knew that was happening. We knew he had announced that, but he took a sizable chunk, I would say, of his state of the state to focus on that.
The governor, as you say, laid out a lot there, and it's a lot of new stuff, including this tax credit we started off with, the Medicaid stabilization, the mm-hmm. healthcare stability plan, welfare reform. You mentioned the special session. A lot going on. How much more session time does the legislature have to get all this done?
Not a lot. Not a lot. So there are differing views in the Capitol about how much longer legislators are actually going to stick around this year. They technically have until the second week of May for this legislative session. I've heard some rumors floating around that they're going to wrap up in March. Who knows? We can't speculate. But maximum, they've only got about, a little over 3 months left. So that's an awful lot to get done. Healthcare changes, welfare changes, school funding changes, a major change to the juvenile justice system in the state of Wisconsin. That's another thing that the governor talked about in his state of the state. So it's not like lawmakers in Wisconsin aren't used to doing things quickly sometimes when they need to, but they definitely have a full plate in terms of what the governor laid out for them yesterday.
Right, and process on these kinds of things, if we can bore people with process a little, it's not, here's the idea, we vote on it tomorrow, boom. There are usually, it goes through committees and hearings and things like that.
Right. I mean, in some cases, some of these proposals have already been heard in committee. For example, I was in a public hearing, which is the first committee step this morning for one of the education proposals that the governor supported in his state of the state yesterday. So some of them have already been heard in committee. Others haven't yet. So you're right. They're at different stages of the process, and the process can be lengthy sometimes. And there are different requirements for time to get them through that process. So it'll be interesting to see kind of what comes up first. Things that hit some more snags maybe need to be negotiated a little bit more within the Republican majority, maybe later, getting pushed toward that March or maybe April or May timeframe.
And Laurel, a lot of these items involve dollar signs that are about the state getting or spending money. Are these things usually handled within the state budget, a lot of the things that the governor was talking about?
Well, that's interesting that you should mention that, Rob, because some of these things were included in the state budget, but were taken out for one reason or another. The school proposal that the governor really pushed in his state of the state yesterday has to do with rural districts in the state that get something called sparsity aid, and that has to do with the number of people that live per square mile, and then also low spending districts that don't spend a certain amount per pupil. And what they want to do there is kind of raise a cap so some schools can spend more money. And that's something that was included in the state budget and something that particularly Assembly Republicans were really excited about. But the governor vetoed it from the budget because he was concerned about voter accountability and raising taxes without a referendum. So, yes, some of these things have been seen before and were part of the budget, but they were gone.
We'll have to leave it there. Laurel, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, looking at some of the highlights of Governor Walker's State of the State address.